Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Hey, here's a great update from the National Weather Service. Storms capable of producing golf ball size hail are impacting Johnson County, Kansas, and southern Cass County, Missouri. So,
no! No!
Why?
I promised you yesterday on my app it said no rain the rest of the week.
Why?
That's what mine said yesterday.
Do you believe everything that you read?
Well, I want to.
No.
I'd like to. Apparently, I can't. This is enough rain. This is ridiculous.
You think?
Yeah. Mm. It's stupid.
Yeah.
You're going to eat lightning, and you're going to crap thunder.
Rocky. Burgess Meredith.
Right.
It's really bugging you, this rain stuff.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, water in the basement, along with half of Kansas City. So
read that it's like the third most rain we've had in the past month ever.
It's supposed to rain in April, not May.
It's this damn cloud seeding, Boddicker.
Yep. I think Glizak did it.
Weather,
probably got something to do with it.
Weather manipulation.
He wants snow, a lot of snow, so he's probably, he's out there in the mountains.
Got to stop this global warming, you know?
Just stop the rain. How about that?
That's the rain. Okay. Cloud seeding. They're seeding the clouds.
So what are you all red-assed about today?
The Royals.
By the way, enjoying my first cup of mushroom coffee.
That's right, buddy.
He's seeing a bunch of different lights in here.
What's this going to do for me?
It's going to make you think it's raining when it's not.
Regulate my blood sugar.
It's going to help your
clear
blood
skies
sugar.
Outside.
It's going to help your
blood pressure.
Well, blood pressure does a lot of things. Your cognitive skill increase.
Yep.
Ooh. It'll give you some energy. Rishi will give you a little energy.
I got six different mushrooms in this coffee now.
It's good for you, man. Lion's
mane. Any morels? I like morel.
That's my dad.
Just the time
you gave me
that?
Some morels a couple of years ago.
I know. I haven't found any since.
They were delicious.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Very earthy.
So you're saying it tastes like dirt.
Yeah.
I mean, mushrooms and coffee.
I'll eat dirt if it makes me healthier. Yeah. How about that?
It's good for you, man.
No, I'm not going to shy away. I've got it, man. It's an investment, but that's all right. So, what are your complaints about the Royals?
Let's hear them, Bud. You shared.
We only have an hour, so
we'll get into it.
You started as soon as I opened the door. Morning, Bud.
Yeah, and no, I was, and I always when I watch on TV, I like to listen to the opposing announcers to see what their take is on stuff, you know. And when they took Lugo out in the seventh with 77 pitches. They're going, what are they doing?
Oh.
I don't understand this. Is he hurt? And it's like, no. No, they just got to get their 4 or 5 pitchers in every night. That's all. It's he was shoving. He gave up the 2 home runs, and then he was lights out. And
did you hear that, Jake? He was shoving.
He was shoving.
Stop it, Bud.
I did that for you, Jake.
I know you did.
No, I didn't understand it. And Serpa almost gave it up right as soon as he came in. It was like, holy cow, no. And then we managed to scratch another run across. And when MacArthur was in there, and I'm sitting there going, you got to guard the line. They're not playing doubles here. What's I don't understand that. And double. And then their announcers are going, why are they're pitching around Sanchez. They're going to bring the winning run to the plate. That makes no sense at all. You know? And it's like, yeah. They had no intentions of throwing a strike to Sanchez. And I don't know where this stuff's coming. I mean, it's not MacArthur's calling the game because he never shakes his head. He's throwing whatever they tell him to throw and whatever to do. It's in his ear. So I don't get it. It was just... And then you sit there and watch our outfield. Renfro should have caught the ball and right. I mean, you just, there's so many different little things.
So Lugo gets two outs in the seventh, a strikeout, and ground out back to the pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then Perkins gets on, infield single. Gets to second on the throwing error by Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And they take him out.
Why?
It's 77 pitches. That's your problem.
Yeah, that's my big problem. Big problem. He could finish that game, and we win that game. I can't stand that. I almost shut the TV off right then.
Wow.
I was so close, just shutting it off. I was just ticked. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's a different game.
You think?
The career high for Seth Lugo in a season for innings pitched is 146 and a third. And he's...
Are they saving him?
Well...
For what?
For the end of the season? For the balance of the season?
No.
Every
game matters.
Right.
Every game. I've been in those situations where you got down to the 162nd game. If we'd have just won one more game in that whole area... We win it. And no, every game matters. That game mattered right there.
Right. I mean, they're still trying to win the game. They're not thinking of themselves, oh, we're going to blow the game here. They're thinking the way they look at it nowadays, the bullpen has their job to do and the starter has his job to do, and it's a different job than the one that they ask guys like you to do. I'm not saying
there's
going to
be plenty of games when the bullpen can come in and help you out.
Yeah.
He didn't need to be helped out last night. Lugo was good. He's been good.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
Really, really good.
Why are you pulling him with 77 pitches? I don't get it.
I'm just trying to come up, the answer being is I wonder, they probably have a target of how many innings they think it's responsible to pitch him this year. Because for most of his career, he wasn't a starter.
Last year...
So he should be well-rested.
Last year, Seth Lugo, for the Padres, here were his pitch counts in April. 93, 109, 93, 100, 98, 97, 84, 42, 66, 84, 94, 99, 92, 99, 84, 104, 71, 87, 104, 93, 88, 89, 90, 95, 99, 123.
You got right to the ninth inning with 100 pitches. Easily. Less than that, probably.
I think sometimes we look at innings and pitch count's more important.
Pitch count, to them it is. There's a, and I've said this numerous times on the show. There's a big difference between 100 pitches when you're cruising and 100 pitches when you're scuffling. He wasn't scuffling. That was effortless, easy throwing by Lugo. You don't need to take him out there.
That's not a guy you worry about. And that's, I mean 77, that is excessive. That's being overly cautious. Whatever the reason. They just didn't like the matchup or...
Well, they were going to pinch hit. As soon as they brought the lefty in, they were going to pinch hit. I mean, you don't have to be a brain surgeon to figure that one out. I don't get it. I was, like I said, I was so aggravated. And we do need to talk about the closer. We do. Closers, it's a whole different game, like Nate said. It's different because you don't see the closers like... Every stud closer, Mariano Rivera, different ones. Monty had, we called it a manhole slider. You could see it coming in there. You couldn't hit it. It went straight down into a manhole. He had a specialty pitch that guys could not hit. Mariano had his cutter. I mean, great hitters would say, I know it's coming, but my brain would not allow me to adjust to it. It was that good. Everybody, all the super stud closers, had something special. fork balls, nasty curve balls, something. And you don't see that. You know, Greg Holland's fork ball.
Yeah.
That was nasty. Unhittable. And he could throw it for strikes. He could throw it just out of the zone.
And he could throw 96. So yeah. You had to gear up for that. And yes. Then you're geared up for 96. And all of a sudden, the bottom drops out of that fork ball.
Exactly. Yeah. You don't see a lot of those. They're not out there. So it's always kind of, well, we're going to try him as a closer, or closer by committee. They're not there. They're just not out there. So if you have a chance to get a closer, you probably should have got a closer. We don't have anybody on this team that you go, oh, he's just light. I mean, he's nasty.
Yeah.
There's nobody nasty on this team in the bullpen.
Yeah, I mean it's not a dominating type bullpen. Like, they can have stretches where they get the job done. But you right. don't feel like they're, oh boy, here comes MacArthur. He's
yeah. We like Nate Stephen said earlier, we were spoiled. I mean, it got after the six, and you're done. You're not scoring.
I mean, feel like if the Royals just had one of those guys,
one guy like that,
it would change. They'd have a few more wins this year. I don't know. To go back to the point about Lugo. I just don't know what the right approach is for a guy. Like you said, okay, he's rested, right? But like when we talked with Dr. Key, when we talked to people about the modern era of pitching, the way they condition these guys compared to the way you are conditioned is so different. It's like, it's almost like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, like if you tell a guy you can never run a marathon, and then you don't ever have him train for a marathon. You just have him run a bunch of sprints. You don't, like, you go out and ask him to run a marathon, he's not going to be able to do it. I mean, they're not conditioning guys to go throw 200 innings like they conditioned you guys to. It's like, it's such a completely different approach.
I understand what you're talking about, but when you got a situation like last night, and he's got 77 pitches and he's cruising, I mean, that's...
It'd be different if we're talking about he was, you know, at 100.
Yeah.
How much more can he go? Even, 77.
Yeah. Even at 100 and he's cruising, another 10 pitches ain't going to make any difference.
And it's him. He's not one of these max effort guys. He's a veteran.
No.
He's
exactly. He's locating. He's changing speeds. He's doing hitting quadrants. I mean, he's getting guys to swing at fastballs up out of the zone that big leaguers don't swing at. Yeah. Just because they're seeing something else when it leaves his hand. It was just so frustrating last night, because I know he could have got us at least to the ninth or into the ninth,
yeah.
Or if not finish, because it was easy. Why? I don't understand. Why do you have to use your bullpen? And that's so, it. You don't have to in that situation.
What Nate is saying is, like, normally the formula is going to be going to the bullpen, because he's probably in the 90s at that point, and it makes more sense. And that's just what Quintero wants to do. But you're asking for them to be a little bit more flexible and to approach each situation as a unique situation. And last night was unique because he'd only had 77 pitches and he was cruising. And so maybe, okay, theoretically we'd like to go to the bullpen here, but his pitch count is very low. He still looks good. Let's just go ahead and leave him out there and not jack with it.
I would have never even...
Leave the door open for that.
Yeah.
There could be both.
Gets into a little bit of trouble, go get him. But he's not.
Don't be so married to what you always do.
Let me ask you a question. You're talking about they're thinking this in this situation. It's kind of like not guarding a line in the ninth inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe their stupid metric system or where sabermetric system tells you, you know, this is where he's going to hit the ball 92% of the time. No, it's baseball. You have to guard the line. You know, doubles late in the game. No doubles. Outfield, nothing over your head. Infielders, guard the line. It's baseball. How do you change baseball like that? That's stupid.
Well, it's changed a lot. And that point, I was not watching the game live when he got pulled. I was at my daughter's choir recital.
Nice.
But Did Lugo seem mad or anything like that when they pulled him out of the game?
He had a bunch of guys around him in the dugout when they panned to him.
Because the reason I ask is that's another way the game's changed, right? Like in the old days.
They don't get frustrated like
that. Because it's just kind of part of the game. That's the way they're brought up. It's what they're used to.
I've seen guys yell to managers, stay in the dugout.
Yeah.
Freeze them, you know.
Like James Shields was a throwback like that. You know.
Don't come out here.
This is my game. But that mentality from starting pitchers isn't quite the same as it used to be, right? That's why I'm asking if
they're,
Lugo
they're
was,
trained this way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is what you're going to go, and that's what it's going to be.
And this is part of a team game, and you got to trust your bullpen and all that stuff. It's just that I'm not saying one's right or wrong. It's just that is a different mentality,
I'm saying
right?
It's wrong.
Well, right, because you came from the other school. But you would agree that's a difference now, right? The way pitchers, like a starting pitcher's mentality in general, there might be some outliers and everything, but in general, their attitude is not.
Yeah.
Like
do you notice Lugo's got the buttons on his side? He calls his own game.
Yeah.
He calls his own game.
Yeah, and he's a veteran, so maybe he was mad. I
would have been mad.
Did he look like he was having any words, like trying to stay in the game or anything?
It's different. Some people react a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like Shields would have snapped.
Yeah, but he was kind of a hothead.
Yeah, he was a, you know.
Lugo's a little more
low-key. But
maybe he's having words in the dugout.
He got in the dugout, and all the other starting pitchers are on him, and they're like chickens.
Yeah.
You know, are you all right?
Yeah.
Because everybody knew he only had 77 pitches. It's just frustrating, because I know how important every game is, and they had that game. Even taking him out, they had that game. But the some of the stuff that they not guarding the line and walking.
Yeah, I mean, if they leave him in for another inning, he's still like, you're still going probably to McCarthy in the ninth. So, I mean, it might have been in the same.
But he might be a different group of hitters he's facing.
Yeah.
And that's you have to take that into consideration, too. You're not seeing their three stud hitters. Bang, 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 like that.
Maybe he'll give it that run in the seventh.
Exactly.
So how long would your leash be for MacArthur?
Who do we have?
Will Smith. He's put together a string of scoreless outings. I mean, that's what they brought him here for to begin with.
Yeah. There's a big difference between putting in a big string of scoreless innings and being a closer.
But he's got a track record. Mm-hmm. That gives a baseball card. What do you always tell me?
Yeah, but he hasn't been a closer that much.
No.
A year?
I mean, so how long do you go with MacArthur? Let him just work his way out of it. That's your best option.
With what we have, I'd go closer by committee. Whoever's hot.
Yeah.
Use Stratton.
Him. Yeah. Whatever. Yeah. Use him. Use if whoever's hot. Keep him out there until he falters and the next hot guy gets in there. Because they don't have a dominant closer. They don't have anybody like that.
Last year, Smith had 22 saves. Finished 41 games, but with a 4.40 ERA.
Exactly. So if
you're, but a 106 whip, hey.
Put MacArthur out there all year, and he'll probably have 22 saves and exact same thing. So, I mean, they're just not dominant there. If you're going to win, you have to have a dominant closer. Or at least two guys you can count on consistently.
He's got 11 saves and now 3 blown saves.
Mm-hmm.
MacArthur.
Is it back-to-back blown?
Mm.
I think.
Home runs.
Yeah, hanging curveball do that. I know that for a fact. Been there, done that.
Yeah, but the last two outings, the ERA has gone from 2.87 to 4.32.
Yeah, the walk is what really bothers me. You can't bring the winning run to the plate. And they had no intentions to pitching to Sanchez. That's just way out of my realm. I guess I'm just getting too old for this stuff because I don't understand what they're doing.
Well, Sanchez could have only tied the game.
Exactly.
Then you put him on, and Adames can win it or take a lead.
and he was scalding the ball. Adames was scalding the ball. His outs were hard. I'm going, you're gonna pitch around Sanchez to face this guy?
Yeah, Sanchez is a career 224 hitter.
I'm going, oh, no. That's wrong.
No, you are pissed off about this.
I am. I haven't been all year. I mean,
it's good to care again, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Because I know what this team's capable of. I know where we're at as far as the rest of this division. To give games away is not what you need to do. And that was a game that was given away.
You got anything to say about Rashee Rice while you're at it?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, boy.
We don't know yet.
No, we don't. But what the hell was he doing in a nightclub?
Not wanting his picture taken?
Yeah. Jacking somebody's jaw?
Wow, whoa. Allegedly.
Yeah, well.
That's an old phrase. Socking him a good one. Allegedly.
Yeah, after the situation he was in a month and a half ago, to be out in a nightclub and messing up, and just being there, even if he didn't do anything, he shouldn't have been there.
Right.
Show the Chiefs that I've matured enough to understand what I have here.
I know you're all over social media, but there was an Instagram post hours before any of this came out. You know? I had somebody text me some info the night before. But you have to be very careful because it's allegedly, and you don't know.
I'm
not one of these people that I'm going to go out there and put something out before I have a couple of sources. That's not what I do, man. I give informed opinions, and I try to wait, right, until things are confirmed and I know, you know, because I think it's we've all seen in Kansas City what can
happen. You're a Saint John. You have connections.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
I do talk to a lot of police, yeah. Don't I? But on Instagram, there was a post by Big Mouth Media 2, but it was hours before it hit the news, okay? And so people, you can laugh about whatever you want. People were asked, because I screenshotted the post and put it on Twitter. I said, hey, here's a post from IG about Rashee Rice. It was posted several hours before anyone in the news got it, so it came from someplace, right?
Right.
Texas.
And it claimed that it was an altercation with a celebrity cameraman that resulted in the cameraman allegedly sustaining a fractured jaw. The altercation took place during a public event where Rice was being photographed and filmed by members of the media. According to eyewitnesses, tensions escalated quickly when the cameraman, who was trying to capture footage of Rice, allegedly got too close for comfort. And what followed was a physical altercation that left the cameraman with a serious injury. And that was off Instagram. Of someone who covers, I guess,
even if it's a money
events and news in Dallas,
even if it's a money grab, you still shouldn't be there. You put yourself into a situation where something bad can happen,
and that's only half the story. That's the story coming from the alleged victim, claiming that Rice assaulted him and broke his jaw, and he had a gun pulled on him. That's what
but
the
not
victim
Rice.
Is claiming.
Rice didn't
no,
have the gun.
Rice did not have it. No.
According to this.
According to my source, this side of the story is Rice assaulted a man and broke his jaw. Then a person with Rice pulled a gun and told the victim to get out of there. That's what the victim side of the story is. But it's alleged. You don't know what happened. But that's what's... That's their version.
You still put yourself into a situation where something bad can happen.
And then you got to wonder, hate to put this out there, who was Rice with? Were there any other NFL players there? Who are the witnesses? What else happened?
Uh-oh. Steve knows something. That's not good.
You just got to wonder. You know, last time with the driving incident, he was with some former SMU teammates. Mm. Was he with more SMU teammates? Was he with NFL teammates? We don't know.
He's out on bond or whatever? Like, what's the...
Oh, it snowballs after that. If there's anything...
Right?
Yeah. There are
conditions that go along with that.
It just keeps compounding. That's not good.
And this is what I was told. If he was charged with aggravated assault, all this stuff is alleged, then yes, that would cause Rice to violate his bond conditions, mm-hmm. and it would complicate any possible plea bargaining to lesser charges in the racing incident.
Not good.
And that comes from a source very close to the situation. But that's common sense.
You know what I liked about today?
What? Did I drink mushroom coffee?
No, gut punch. You're using boxing terms.
Yeah, with gut punch.
Explain what that means. Just knocks the wind out of you, right?
Let me tell you something.
Just totally knocks the wind out of you.
I boxed for a while. Not that long, but enough to know, enough to get punched a lot, okay? And I would always be one. This is probably why I'm a little punchy. I would take 10 shots to my face or my head as opposed to one well-placed punch in my gut.
Oh.
I've been hit. The only time that I really got knocked down in sparring was I took a shot from former Topeka heavyweight dangerous Damon Reed mm-hmm. right in my side, and I lost control of my legs and my body and my breathing and everything. And I just went down...
And that's what the Rice, that's what the Rice thing did, and the Royals did last night. Totally just sucked the air right out of you. Yeah,
it's a gut punch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you told me yesterday what you were hearing, I mean, just immediately, like, oh man, really?
So,
as a Chiefs fan, it's a gut punch because. He was such a bright spot for the team. He was their success story as a wide receiver. He did all these things. And
big, strong.
From a human level. Man, you're a young guy that's got the future just in the palm of your hand.
And he still might. We don't know.
Right. He might. But he also might
but
not.
None of this is good.
No. No.
None of this is good. We'll take a break back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Let's play a couple of clips that have Mike Boddicker react to. You'll see if it settles him or it infuriates him.
I need the mushrooms.
The two pitchers we've talked about today, Seth Lugo and James McArthur, both spoke after the game. Let's start with Seth Lugo, who was removed after 77 pitches, much to the liking of Mike Boddicker. He thought that was just, you were thinking to yourself, wow, get him out of there. That's 77 pitches. That's too many. His arm's going to fall off. Here's Seth Lugo after the game.
I know Hoskins is a pretty dangerous hitter. If you make mistakes, made a mistake, and try to move on. I thought I executed the next pitch when the next guy hit the home run. So I just kind of tipped my hat there and moved on. It was a pretty easy adjustment to make from there.
Did you do anything specifically to kind of get back in an efficient groove moving forward?
No, like I said, I thought, sinker leaked a little bit to Hoskins, but other than that, I made quality pitches I was happy with. So, when they hit a good pitch over the fence, it's easy to just, stay where I'm at. So that's what I did.
Pitch count is so fairly low at that point in the game, and would you be conducted to surprise at all that when he did come out, was the order turning around once more?
A little bit, but we're having some discussion, so not full of surprise, but I was kind of aware of what was going on, so I was fine with the decision there.
Annie Rogers, baller, shot caller. She asked the question you wanted.
Yeah.
And that's why she's a regular guest on this show.
Oh, yeah. She's Very knowledgeable.
She asked the question that you wanted asked.
Uh-huh.
You surprised about the pitch count being so low? He was the kind of one. Then he backed away.
I wasn't.
He kind of knew
what was going on. I mean, no, he didn't. He was just trying to keep everything okay.
And here's the deal. And maybe I'm oversimplifying things. Perhaps I am. Who has been the best pitcher for the Royals so far this year?
Lugo.
Who won Royals Pitcher of the Month for April?
Lugo.
If all things are equal, give me the guy who's been the best pitcher for the Royals this year. If it's up in the air. Like, again, if we're talking about 95 pitcher, whatever,
We're not talking about stuff. We're talking about best pitcher.
Right.
Lugo's best pitcher.
I trust him the most. Why? Because why wouldn't you?
I do, too.
At 77 pitches.
I love watching him pitch.
And maybe just get out of that inning, and that saves a run. It's, you know, I get what you're saying, but it's like 77 is like,
The thing is, if he goes out there and goes another inning and a half, that dictates who our closer faces.
What the run differential is.
Exactly. I mean, it all kind of ties together, and it just didn't make sense. There's enough games where you're going to need four relievers in there.
And you're not saying, hey, Lugo had to pitch a complete game.
No.
Let him finish the inning. That may have satisfied you.
I would have let him finish the inning and send him back out and get him at least to 90.
But at least finish the inning and, you know, whatever. Nate says you have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't honestly disagree with any of it. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here and you know, try to think what the Royals are thinking when they do it.
You are a little devil.
I am a little devil.
Why are you... to the scooter and appears to be...
He keeps pressing on his calf.
This is you've been walking around pretty well, and now you looks like you're back to square one. What happened?
I overdid it.
Overdid it? What's that mean?
He went out and did a marathon.
What did you do?
I trained for my backyard.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Why were you mowing your backyard?
Have you guys seen the rain?
Did the doctor say you could mow the backyard?
Why didn't you call me?
I've seen the rain.
Nate.
Wait, don't you have a teenage son?
Yes, but he mowed the front yard yesterday for me, but
are you supposed to do that with your leg?
Probably not.
Well, then you know what?
There's an old saying. There's no cure for stupid.
Put that kid to work.
He's been mowing the yard most of the time. He had some things going on yesterday that he didn't have.
It's a good thing you mowed because it rained this morning.
I know. It's growing so fast that if you don't get out there and mow when you have a chance, you have a jungle in your yard. I like to mow. My doctor said I could be on an air cast. I do. I love doing yard work.
But did your doctor say you could mow the lawn?
I didn't ask him that.
So don't say he said you could be on the air cast.
Look, there's nothing like getting told how stupid you are when you're already paying
the consequences. Let me get a round of applause right now for my lawn guy, Todd. Wonderful.
Todd.
Yeah. You know what?
Lebo?
Because he knows what he's doing.
Lebo?
I don't know. Not Lebo.
Oh, I thought maybe you had Lebo mowing for you.
I don't know what I'm doing. And here's the deal. You know how I get hurt? Life hurts me.
falling down the steps, still
recovering from my fall at the Excelsior Springs track meet. I think it was the Mineral Water Classic.
I went to the... a track meet for the grandkids the other day, and I said, I think we'll just sit right here.
You better watch it.
Yeah. I don't want to pull a Stephen St. John and tumble down the steps.
People are still talking about that.
Uh-huh. Well, I might have right now. So the fracture's on the inside of my leg, like the inside.
The outside hurts?
Yeah, because when I'm limping around on the thing, I'm putting all the pressure on the outside of my leg. Whatever this muscle is that runs from the outside of your ankle up to your knee has been like spasming since I couldn't sleep at all.
I'm sitting here looking at you, and there's no possible you have any muscle at all.
By the way,
I realize that it's not a big muscle.
on the note of life injuring me, the good doctor Vincent Key is listening. I will be texting you later for the wonderful opportunity at a cortisone shot in my right shoulder because I have a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah.
And one surgeon wanted me just to send me under the knife. Said, you got to go. I said, I don't want to go. Got a second opinion with Dr. Key.
No.
Doctor says, you don't have to go. I'll take care of you. Shot, therapy, okay. And so, but I still got to be careful. Yesterday, I was feeling good, and I picked up Sue to go to have a lunch. And
you
I grabbed,
didn't have to pick her up.
I grabbed my bag.
Oh, I thought you picked her up.
I grabbed
my
bag. I can do that. I grabbed my bag and with my iPad and everything, and I grabbed it in one motion.
Turn
and to put it in the back seat. And I heard it felt like the old rubber band popping me right there in the shoulder.
A little bit
and
of Rice Krispies to follow or snap
putting,
crackle
putting
pops.
My bag in the back seat will now leave me, Dr. Key, to texting you, get that needle ready, sir. I'll be seeing you soon.
Yeah.
You know, I know so you hear some people say, oh, nope, don't need the needle.
Oh, yeah, come yeah. On. I've come had on. multiple.
Yeah.
Yeah, in my back and neck. Oh, yeah.
This guy could use a muscle relaxer right now.
Ooh, hey, let's get in it. How about mushroom you want some mushroom coffee?
Mushroom coffee.
$3 a cup? What do you want?
All the health benefits that Jake said sound enticing, but I don't think any of those will help me with my leg situation right now.
So are we all on board? MacArthur's still the closer. How long's the leash? Come on.
One more blown save.
Whoa!
I mean, like, if the next one's a blown save.
If he doesn't start.
Quickie McTrigger over there.
No, I'm just saying, like, three in a row.
One thing that's killing MacArthur, he's not getting ahead. Okay. He's 2-0 a lot.
I don't think that I. You have to designate him the closer. Full.
Well, he is a closer.
That's what everybody says. He's a closer. But he was very good when he was getting ahead of hitters. He's not getting ahead of hitters. I don't know why, but he's not.
You ready does this team have a real closer?
No, you ready they do not have a real
closer. Are you ready to take a dance with Will Smith?
Yeah, like, I think I would probably
you're
going to
be the short guy, because Will's pretty big. If you're going
right.
to dance,
yeah.
you probably...
he's put together 5 scoreless outings.
I think I would be more inclined to be closer by committee for this
he's
team.
Got over 100
that's
saves
what
in
I'm
his
saying,
career.
Too. We don't have anybody that you can just sit there and say, go with a hot hand.
Yeah, what are the matchups look like?
He's hot. Will Smith's hot. Use Will Smith.
Yeah, and also, like, what do the matchups look like?
All right, let's hear MacArthur. We're talking about this guy. Let's listen to see. Tell me if you think he's rattled. What does he say?
Can I just go ahead and say this? One thing I don't miss about that job when I used to be there is I don't miss interviewing guys after they blew a game. It just was not a fun job. Like, hey, why'd you blow that game?
Well, that's not how you ask, Nate.
While we're listening to MacArthur, Jake tried to find Nate interviewing someone that makes him angry. It could be Chris Young. It could be anyone. Let's find some anger. Find me someone that Nate pissed off.
It doesn't even have to be baseball. You can find anything.
It could be anybody.
Yeah. I do not miss that job.
Let's hear James MacArthur after he blew the game last night.
Really frustrating. It's supposed to be a curveball down. Hung it up in the zone a little bit. He's a guy where you can't make that mistake, especially late in the game. And he made me pay, made us pay. So, really frustrating. Didn't want to throw that pitch there, and bad result.
A couple of hours before, did you think that ball was falling right down the line?
To be honest, I haven't looked at it, and I'm not really sure.
When you look at just the last two appearances for you, what can you do to kind of make a slight adjustment so and get back on track?
I think just talk with the pitching coaches, talk about things that maybe I'm falling into bad habits, maybe I'm falling into bad patterns, and get back to getting ahead of hitters and putting guys away.
Not trying to work around Sanchez there at all, right?
Yeah, I think in that situation, not trying to work around him, understanding, treating him similar to Adames, not trying to leave anything over the plate. He's one of their home run hitters in a close game like that, and trying to pitch him tough, and resulted in a walk, which unacceptable right there.
He said he wasn't working around him, Mike.
Yeah, right. He didn't throw any pitches within 8 inches of the plate.
He said he wasn't working around him.
He said unacceptable.
Yeah. Pitch selection. I mean, he threw him a 2-0 slider, foot off the plate.
What's wrong with that? Jake's got something. Who's this?
See, the home run's about the only mistake that you made. What pitch was it? What happened there?
It was a fastball. Yeah, anybody else have other questions?
You kind of sounded young and squeaky there.
It was a fastball. Anybody else have any other questions?
That's a young Nate Buchanan.
Oh, man, not that young.
Did anyone else have other questions?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or were you elbowing your way in there, not letting anyone else ask anything?
Is the field a respite for you? You're able to go out there and just play baseball and forget about things?
Yeah, I mean, I have a job to do. Life goes on. You know, I certainly...
See? Life goes on.
It always does.
God, thanks a lot for the time. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks for having me, Squeaks.
See, I like that guy. That was John Buck. He was always good to me. He was always good.
John, what the buck?
I like John Buck.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
That was a good group. There were a lot of good guys, but they couldn't win.
Well, they weren't all good guys. Yeah,
well there's some. That's well, you just pissed everybody off. That's why.
Well, I haven't. You have a knack for that. I've got a gift.
You have a gift.
A gift. Mm-hmm. No, man, I don't miss I don't miss going down there after games.
Yeah, we miss it.
At least this team's like winning games.
Jake misses
it. When they're losing 100 in a row, and not 100 in a row, but 100 in a season.
Felt like 100
in a row. Yeah, it did, didn't it?
All that. Yeah.
I tell you what.
Oh, man.
It's fun. Like you said, it's fun caring again because I know what this team's capable of. It's fun. It bothers me when they do something stupid like last night. It bugs the heck out of me.
We will be right back after this on WHP. Ty Lebo in harassing Nate Bucati.
Not as bad as Boddicker.
Jake Gutierrez would like to pass along this useful information. On this day, in 1987, the series finale of Webster aired on television.
Oh, yeah.
Did you like Webster?
Yeah.
Starring Emmanuel Lewis.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Mitch Webster.
No.
Okay. No.
This is Webster.
Marvin Webster.
Webster with former NFL star Alex Karras.
Ma'am.
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Yeah, that's right.
I love Alex Karras.
Who played George Papadopoulos.
That's
and,
right.
and his wife, Ma'am.
Ma'am.
I could see a young Nate Bucati sitting cross-legged in front of the TV, watching the latest episode of Webster.
Eating some peanut butter and crackers.
Yeah, some peanut butter and crackers.
Gooning at the TV.
I was a latchkey kid, so that's about right. Walk myself home from school in Ark City.
Sitting on a pillow to satisfy his itchy groin.
Did you just say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, Jake wants us to break now. He doesn't like this. He doesn't like this vision that he has in his head. But we all like it on Sports Radio 810 WHB.